CH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Congress avoided a government shutdown by passing a short-term funding bill that President Biden signed early Saturday. But it was the third effort. It came after vocal objections to the first two proposals from President-elect Trump and from Elon Musk. ABC's Mary Alice Park explains the political stakes.
A lot of Democrats just blasting Republicans for letting Musk have so much sway, asking if the richest man on earth is going to have to sign off on every piece of legislation that they negotiate. And some Republicans asking if Speaker Mike Johnson should be replaced after the chaos of this week.
Two U.S. Navy pilots ejected from their F-A-18 over the Red Sea when it was shot down by the guided missile cruiser USS Gettysburg. Central Command called it a friendly fire incident. One of the two pilots suffered minor injuries. Today expected to be one of the busiest travel days of the year. AAA says the majority of people traveling this holiday season opting to drive. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Cleanup will continue into the new year at the state's largest oil spill in history in Jefferson County. It's owned by Canadian power company Enbridge, and Wisconsin tribes say Enbridge's lines are putting their environment at risk. They've been advocating for their land for years, and now that story is taking center stage, Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
An independent documentary highlights the struggles of northern Wisconsin's Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa, including the tribe's lengthy dispute with Canadian energy company Enbridge. The film outlines the 70-plus year battle to get Enbridge's Line 5 pipeline off of tribal land. One person interviewed in the film is Patty Lowe, retired director of the Center for Native American and Indigenous Research at Northwestern University.
Everyone, whether you live in a red or a blue state, or whether you are Native or non-Native, want clean water and clean air, not just for themselves, but for their children and grandchildren.
After years of protest, a federal judge last year gave Enbridge 3 years to shut down the pipeline on the reservation. Last month, the state issued construction permits to reroute Line 5 about 40 miles south of the reservation by 2026. Lowell and others in the film say the proposed reroute isn't enough to protect their lands in nearby areas. Enbridge lawyers and the U.S. government say a 1977 energy treaty with Canada prevents them from shutting down the pipeline. There have been over 20 spills along the Line 5's 645-mile route since 1968, including more than 14,000 gallons in Bad River land. The film Bad River, A Story of Defiance is streaming on Peacock. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
The Bucks beat the Wizards. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It was the Bucks over the Wizards, 112-101. Giannis and Damian Lillard both sat out, so Bobby Portis stepped up, scoring 34 points, his highest of the season.
It's going to be nice where, you know, your best players sit out and get rest days, and then there's nice where the other guys have opportunity to step up and show what they can do, so it was a big win for us tonight.
The Bucks are in Chicago tomorrow night against the Bulls. NFL, the Packers holding practice indoors, getting ready for Monday Night Football. They host the Saints, who will start rookie quarterback Spencer Rattler, a fifth-round pick out of Oklahoma. Now, just because New Orleans has slipped to 5-9 doesn't mean they will be easy to beat.
This is the National Football League. You better get yourself ready to go, otherwise you're going to get your ass kicked. I don't care who you're playing. I mean, look at the game last week. I mean, they had a chance to win the game on the last play of the game. So, to me, every week's the same.
As Packers head coach Matt LaFleur, with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy skies today. Gusty south winds with highs in the middle 20s. Overnight, a chance of snow developing. Clouds and breezy south winds will diminish as lows drop to the lower 20s. And snow will continue into the first half of Monday. Currently 17 degrees.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Big news in Wisconsin this month, as much of the controversial anti-union Act 10 law was struck down in a ruling by Dane County Circuit Court Judge Jacob Frost. Two takeaways on this. One, the ruling gets at the heart of what has always made this law so brazenly political by defining public safety employees differently from general public employees. That decision was pretty clearly made not based on across-the-board policy, but on which unions backed Scott Walker for governor in 2010. It would be fitting if that is what ultimately spells the end for this controversial law. Secondly, this case is headed to an appeal, which almost certainly will end up at the Wisconsin Supreme Court. While this case still might be decided by the court's current 4-3 liberal majority, it's a good reminder of just how important the upcoming race for state Supreme Court will be.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. Earl Ingram.
Chuck from East Troy. Good morning to you, Chuck. You say what?
I have a bone to pick with you. Since my wife discovered Civic Media 2 years ago, we are addicted to Civic Media, and you are one of the ringleaders. So anyway, I just want to thank you. Have a good day.
Hey, Chuck, man, thank you very much for the call. Tell your wife I said thank you, and it's an honor and a privilege.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pat Kreitlow.
Monday morning, a simple way to reduce the burden on property taxpayers. Have the legislature go back to paying its fair share for special education.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow, weekday mornings starting at 6.
The music of the stars, our candlelight Christmas. Alan Grossman wrote this. Julie Andrews, John Denver, Placido Domingo. The music of the stars. The Music of the Stars, the Civic Media Radio Network, Orson Welles.
And may the spirit of Christmas be with us, and not only on Christmas. We mean the spirit of kindliness and gentleness that seems to be with us on Christmas Day. The spirit that makes us say Merry Christmas to a stranger, but makes us friendlier. The spirit of giving to others. The spirit of selflessness. The spirit of love thy neighbor as thyself. The spirit of him whose birth we celebrate today. Some of which seems to enter into us on Christmas. We don't mean to preach a sermon, but we do think that if something of that spirit were with us 365 days of the year, instead of just one day, and if it weren't just with us, but with nations, all nations, then maybe someday, unstained by the red blood of war, there'd be a long succession of white Christmases, a lifetime, many lifetimes of white Christmases.
Oh, how lovely,
Tony Sandler and Ralph Young on Capitol Records.
I sing Noel, I sing Noel for children, for all little children who have no Christmas tree. I sing Noel, 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 for little girls who have no pretty dress to wear, little boys who have no teddy bear. I sing Noel, I sing Noel for children, for all lonely children who cry on Christmas Eve. I sing Noel, 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 for little girls whose hands are trembling in the cold, little boys whose eyes are too soon old. Let's all sing Noel, ring the bells of Christmas for all lonely children wherever they may be. Noel, Noel, come spend Christmas with me.
Great song. Sandler and Young. Gloria Regni wrote that. It's the music of the stars on our Candlelight Christmas. Good morning. I'm Lou Regani. On the shortest day of the year. Franz Gruber's biggest hit. Here's Jack Lemmon at the keyboard. With Tommy Newsom and the TV Jazz Stars. the Civic Media Radio Network.
Thank you.
Jag Lemmon, Tommy Newsom, brilliant musicians. The music of the stars. Our candlelight Christmas.
Jesus.
Music of the Stars, the Civic Media Radio Network. Here's Cary Grant.
It's Christmas Eve, and you are asleep, my little one. This is such a special night for you, and for me. For you, because you will awaken to a joyful morning, filled with wonderful surprises and all the things our love can do to delight you. There's a shining Christmas tree and a doll, a music box and some toys. And for me, because I will watch your happiness. All this joy we will share because of the birthday of the Christ child, who taught us that in loving and giving, we find our own happiness, and that angels do watch over us. Angels bless you, little one. While you're fast asleep, you'll awake to dancing toys, candy canes, Christmas joys. And I pray your whole life through, angels will watch over you. Loving you the way I do. My little one, sleep well. Loving you the way I do. Oh, my dear little one, sleep well. Merry Christmas.
Talk a bit about Carolyn Grimes. the last remaining cast member from It's a Wonderful Life. Frank Capra, the director, he picked her specially out of all his other children to be Zuzu. Called it a real privilege to be part of this American classic. Well, now she's a celebrity. And by the way, she's on Facebook. Carolyn Zuzu Grimes. Join her. She'd love that. She's had some adversity, her share, in her life. Said something about, in order to experience how wonderful things can be, you have to have some difficult times. That sounds like George Bailey talking. He didn't exactly say it, but we can guess what he was thinking. Some of the adversity, well, the death of her mother and the early career in life. And then less than a year later, her dad also passed away. And the court got involved, as they do, and they shipped her to a little town in Missouri to live with her uncle. She lost all contact with her life in California. But because of the movie, all these newspapers, TV stations are always running some stories about It's a Wonderful Life, as we did earlier in the first hour, and of course they mention Carolyn Grimes. One of those stories was picked up by the Associated Press. And through that article, she got a letter from a man who turned out to be her dad's best friend. His name was Perry Vanese. And now she had a chance to talk about her mom and dad with Perry and to write back and forth. Doug Moore was another of Carolyn Grimes' special friends. And he's a teacher at a college and a TV critic. Doug Moore. Well, he went to a movie festival and met a man named Dale Horning. And Dale had this buddy in California who was a neighbor when she was living there as a baby. Great stories. Here is her story. The Music of the Stars with Carolyn Zuzu Grimes. Because I corresponded and I found another contact with her past. Hadn't been for It's a Wonderful Life, they would never have found Carolyn Grimes. So there you see, I guess. Isn't there a message? Everybody's life touches somebody else's. Yeah. So if they weren't around, it would leave an awful vacant space. I can dig that. See, one thing, Carolyn Grimes was born in California, and in Hollywood, actually. So she'd never seen snow before. Well, that winter set for It's a Wonderful Life was fascinating. But the one thing she remembered most during filming It's a Wonderful Life was that big Christmas tree in the Bailey house. Biggest tree she'd ever seen. Christmas tree, and was beautifully decorated in the set for the Bailey household. Had ornaments on it. I remember thinking, Carolyn said, that the tree looked like it should be from Fairyland. And her mom was there for all the filming, could hardly keep her from touching all the tree ornaments. I can identify with that when I was a kid. And movie making, it's glamorous, sure, at least in people's impressions, but it can be confusing to a kid. You know, Zuzu's upstairs bedroom, that's not upstairs at all. It was in the corner of the stage. ¶¶ and she enjoyed bouncing up and down the stairs with Jimmy Stewart's back. They did it again and again for take after take. Carolyn Grimes lives in Kansas now. I met her in Rosemont at a convention once. And since that movie, a lot of fans out there send her angels for Christmas. You know, every time a bell rings, angel gets its wings. Well, so Carolyn collects angels. And she goes, now I look at those angels all year and I'm reminded that a part of my life that makes me feel very special. Thank you, it's a wonderful life. Signed, Carolyn Grimes, Zuzu Bailey. The music of the stars on our Candlelight Christmas. Songs you never hear, the Gold Diggers with I Sing Noel. On the Music of the Stars, the Civic Media Radio Network. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Thank you. merrily on high. The bells are gaily ringing, ding dong happily reply. The angels all are singing,
These are the bells of Notre Dame.
Touch their hearts.
Was Johnny Kay. We'll take a break for news from the Columbia Broadcasting System and back again all the way till high noon today as usual on the Music of the Stars, Candlelight Christmas. I'm Lou Regani. Thank you for being here.
Christmas rushes through, but I still have one wish to make, a special one for you. Merry Christmas, darling. We're apart, that's true, but I'm Christmasing with you. Holidays are joyful. is always something new. But every day's a holiday when I'm near to you. The lights on my tree, I wish you could see. I wish it every day. Happy New Year to I just one wish on this Christmas Eve. I wish I were with you.
Now stand by for news. We're on till high noon.
Is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The short-term government funding bill passed by Congress Saturday streamlines funding. It still provides $100 billion in disaster aid and $10 billion in direct assistance to farmers. But Elliot Schneider of Florida said he was not worried about a possible shutdown because he'd seen Congress walk back from the brink before. He liked the outcome.
I was a little bit happy that they were going to cut down on some of the expenses that the Democrats wanted to put in. So I think I was happy with the outcome.
Some Democrats are criticizing the involvement of Elon Musk in the process. Today's expected to be the busiest travel day of the holiday season. AAA says most people are driving, but Amtrak service is suspended between New York and Philadelphia because of downed wires. Five people were injured Saturday when a man leading police on a high-speed chase drove his pickup truck through a JCPenney in Killeen, Texas. A state trooper shot and killed the driver. This is ABC News.
I'm Jay.